Okay, let's hear from Mr. Leeson, 1038.
Request of Fred Leeson to address council regarding new executive director of the Bosco Milligan Foundation and its Architectural Heritage Center.
Good morning.
Good morning. Nice to see you again. Fred Leeson, Board President, Architectural Heritage Center and Bosco Milligan Foundation. As you know, our longstanding executive director, Kathy Galbraith, whom you probably remember, retired in January. We did the proverbial big search and found a fabulous new executive director in Stephanie Whitlock, who comes to us via San Antonio and Chicago. I brought her in this morning because I wanted to introduce her because she will be part of our advocacy efforts, and I'm sure you'll have a chance to hear from her in the future. And I would like to cede my few remaining seconds to Stephanie.
Thank you. Well, it's a pleasure to have this opportunity to introduce myself to you, especially here in your beautiful building. 4 months ago, I made the decision to move from Chicago to Portland, leaving the beautiful city to come to another beautiful city. It's a very special place, as you know, in large part because of its historic neighborhoods and its architecturally rich buildings. And also the Architectural Heritage Center is such a special place. It's like any other organization I've known in the country that focuses on architecture. If you haven't been to our space in the West Block building, I invite you to come. We have exhibitions there. We have our walking tours that we use to introduce longtime residents and tourists to the city, to Portland. All in an effort to educate the public about Portland's architecture. So as the city moves forward, I look forward very much to working with you to preserve, to celebrate, and honor Portland's historic architecture, all for the benefit of our economy, our environment, and Portland's sense of place. So thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Stephanie. And I want to say you've probably heard this from your board, but You couldn't have arrived at a more critical time.
Yes.
The issue of historic preservation at a time where we're growing by 1,000 people a month in this city is at a really critical juncture. And there's work underway that you'll be diving into literally in the next 3 months on our comp plan about whether we incent people to reuse great old buildings or tear them down, about our legislative package, which this council will be developing in the next few months and going to the legislative session that starts in January, about whether people can take their properties off the historic register with the stroke of a pen. So there's big stuff afoot, and we really welcome Bosco Milligan's advocacy and your participation in this stuff, because we've got a chance to get it right, and we got a chance to blow it, and we'll be found out about which one it was very quickly, given the market that we're in.
Appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Could I, Mayor, could I just ask a question? Since you have experience in San Antonio and in Chicago, in the time that you've been here, is there a tool that either of those cities had that you wish Portland had?
Good question.
Well, I think that Chicago in particular has explored some very interesting mechanisms for preserving architecture, engaging maybe people you might not normally expect to engage in preservation, for instance, artists. There are numerous artists who are using neighborhood development and revitalization as part of their artistic practice and helping preserve old buildings and also activate old spaces. There's one artist who's very well nationally, internationally known for doing this, Theaster Gates. So just kind of thinking about other ways of using historic buildings and their contribution to the urban fabric.
You know, I love that comment because I got a briefing the other day on the interim use of the post office site. And PDC is thinking about maybe some plain vanilla artist space and creative space as a low-cost interim. But can I give you your first assignment?
Sure.
Because we've had a big debate on this council and a passionate debate about the future of Memorial Coliseum. Now called Veterans Memorial Coliseum. And I don't know where the lineup is going to be starting January, but we have been historically divided and with lots of passion around that issue. And I would love in the next couple of years to come up with a plan to once and for all preserve it and find a new use for it that allows us to generate the revenue to maintain it in the quality that it deserves.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to have a million things on your plate, but I know a number of us in the council will welcome your guidance on how
Thank
we can
you.
Thread that needle.
Well, even before I got here, I heard about the Memorial Coliseum, and it was on my radar. In fact, I know the daughter of the original architect from SOM. So that sounds great. I love that idea. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
You're not going to lack for work.
Yeah.
Thank you. Welcome. Thank you, Fred, for doing
Thank
this.
You.
Okay.